Praise 104.1, DC's inspiration station. Is that dude, JC. We're talking about it for the question of the hour. Would you attend a church where a male pastor was married to the first gentleman or a female pastor was married to the first lady?
I have a huge problem with this. And it, for some reason, this thing seems to be so commonplace where people are starting to accept the whole homosexual thing. The thing about them is that they've always kept their business in their business and not out in the forefront. I got two boys. The last thing I want them to see is some nonsense like that to think that it's okay. Not to say that I don't have people that I know that are. That's their business. That's not the kind of example that I want my children to see. What's going to happen later on when kids want to grow up and then how are we supposed to have kids? Artificial insemination?
I'm not homophobic by any stretch of the imagination, but at the same time, I got to follow God's law if I'm a Christian. And if I don't do that, if I say anything other than what God's law says, then that makes God a liar because he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah for those same acts.
I don't agree with it, and because in the Bible it tells us that two men are be together or two women are not supposed to be together. However, I don't pass judgment. It's whatever they believe in, but I will not worship at a church like that.
No, I could not attend the church under, same-sex marriages, but I feel that we should stop judging people that we should love because God said, judge not, but you be not judged by the same measure you be judged, you be judged unto you. And God said, now him without sin cast the first stone for adulterers. I think we got to love one another. We got to love one another, and people forget about the other sin. They say homosexuality is such a bad sin. Well, what about fornication and lying and stealing? God said six things he hates, seven are abomination, and a lying tongue is one of them.
First, JC, I really was thinking when I first heard the topic that I was emphatically against doing something like that. No, I would never do it. And I took a moment. And in that moment, I realized that there's so much hypocrisy within our culture. There's so much hypocrisy within our religion, within our walk, that I don't know if I personally would do it, but I may be more inclined to be open to someone who's willing to put their lives on Front Street. So many times we're disappointed with our leaders, with our pastors, with our politicians, because we found out later that they're not who we thought they were. But if somebody's presenting to you exactly who they are, where they are, would that not be a better situation? We found out later so many things about our politicians, so many things about our leaders, and we get so disappointed about them. How can we do that when they're already telling you, hey, this is who I am, this is what I do?
Make sure you check me out on Saturdays, 10 to 3, for that dude, JC, on DC's Inspiration Station, Praise 104.1.